Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning to you.
Brad, good morning. Today is Thursday, and I think Ross was still off, but I want to say these Thursday altered schedules might be coming to an end. I know we were talking about it, but I forget exactly when he said things were going to change. Yes, good morning.
Yeah, yesterday when Ross and I talked, he said that he'd be off today, and that, yes, I think maybe one more week, and then he'll be back on regular schedule.
That sounds good. Be good to hear him back in here every day of the week, timing permitted. I am off tomorrow, so there's a very good chance that I will be not on in the morning. But, yeah, that's okay. I guess I'm running around to do tomorrow. Ross was mentioning Winter Field Day the other day and wanted to put in a request for access for the substation there. And I was taking a look at Winter Field Day. And I think I knew this before, but since we hadn't actively participated, I didn't pay too close of attention to it. But the event is actually not sponsored by the ARRL. It's a Winter Field Day Association in and of itself. It has its own website and everything, even though it's pretty similar.
Interesting. I hadn't dug that deep into it. I've read about it a couple times in QST magazine where they've mentioned it. So I had thought that was an ARRL thing. I don't know. We got time. Are you interested in doing a Winter Field Day?
I think I am. I know that could be a congested weekend or week. But sure, absolutely. Even if we just went out for a handful of hours on that Saturday night, just as we did before, that would be cool. I guess it would be like setting up for a POTA event, and I'm sure I won't be getting out as much once the snow flies. So it'll be a nice opportunity to, you know, fill in the gap there. So I'm interested.
Yes, I am too, because hopefully by then I know how to run my G90, and I'll have purchased, hopefully by then also, a portable antenna, and I could set that up.
Speaking of which, how is that cabling venture going?
It got stalled. I spent a lot of time getting out the Engineering Society of Buffalo membership renewal stuff. Plus, we went to the fair on Friday. We went to the fair on Tuesday. And today, we are taking the kids to the Penn-Dixie site down in Hamburg.
Today is kind of a good day for that. So I think it's supposed to be, at least it feels like it right now. If it stays like this but gets a little bit warmer with this overcast, sure, you still have the chance of getting some UV rays, but there's really no shade. At least the last time I was out there, you're just out in the middle of an open area, and it can get pretty warm. But, oh yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Have you been there before?
Never been there before, so this will be a good experience for me. I don't think Karen's ever been there, and I know my daughter has never been there, so this would be a good experience for all of us.
I think there's such an abundance of fossil fragments there that, let's see, my recollection was when we took Lynn's great-grandson there, is that I was like, oh, this is all it is? But then once you start getting into it and you start digging through, sifting through all of the sections of rock and everything, you really start finding stuff quickly, and you end up with a bunch of stuff. And, even just running around, and I'm sure the kids will have a great time, so long as they know what they're looking for.
I think they do, because their creek that runs through their property is a lot of shale, and they've been able to see some fossils, in the stones there. So they kind of know what they're going to be looking for, so it'll be interesting to see when there's an abundance of them, if they really light up.
Again, this kid that we took is, let's see, he just turned 16, and we probably took him when he was 6, so-ish. So it's probably been 10 years since I've been there, but hopefully it's just as cool as when I was there last.
I think it will be. I think it'll be a really good time. It all depends on their attention span, because, Adeline's 7.5. Their attention span isn't as long, so we only may be there a couple hours, and that's fine.
I think a couple hours is sufficient for there, and what's really neat about it is that it's right in our own back door. I mean, it's literally minutes away. Unlike another place that we have frequented quite a few times in the past, but haven't been there in a couple years, is the Herkimer Diamond Mine. Out in that area there on, what is it, Canada Street in Herkimer? There's a few different diamond mines, but we tended to go to the Herkimer one. Which has, it's actually, I think, owned by the same people that own the KOA across the street. And they had a fire a handful of years ago that burned down their main building, and then they rebuilt. And they built quite this lavish replacement building. And, that's pretty cool when you're out there breaking rock looking for diamonds.
Now that would be really interesting to take the kids there too. This was back in 1999 or 2000. I can't remember which now. I ended up taking the kids to Breckenridge, Colorado, and we went to a gold mine. And we did some panning for gold. So that was kind of fun.
And now there's something, if you get a good find, you actually may get some decent value. Herkimer Diamond Mines, they're just quartz crystals. And even though, if you get, a nice multifaceted, little to no inclusion piece, you could probably trade that for some monetary value. Of course, when you're in the gift shop, they'll tell you about, these pockets that produced, so many thousands of dollars worth of Herkimer diamonds. And I've never found anything that good, but we do have a collection of pieces that that are in these little plastic cases, and we cherish them. It was a lot of hard work digging those out of there. But there's another gemstone mine up that way too, and I'm just trying to think of what it is. All of that would be. I'd like to go back there again one of these days. This is K2PCB, and maybe I'll pause to see if anyone else is joining us. Nothing heard. Let's see, what else? Yeah, now you got me thinking about the diamond mines.
This is KE2GDQ. I just looked that up, and it's a little bit of a drive. If that was to happen, that might just be where my daughter and son-in-law go. Yeah, because it's like, that's on, like, over by Utica.
Yeah, as I'm thinking, so you would have Rochester, is it Syracuse, Rome, Utica, Herkimer? Is it that order? Yeah, it's about 4 hours, I would say, of a drive from here.
Yeah, Google Maps said it was about 3 hours, a little over. Yeah, that, you know, would do, to me, if we were to do something like that, I think it'd have to be like another stop somewhere along the line, somewhere like in Rochester, to, or Syracuse to do, something else, if that makes sense.
100% makes sense. We've incorporated it with a stop at the KOA there. We've done that when passing through to other places. Okay, we're gonna stop here for the afternoon. We're gonna get all dirty. We're gonna get cleaned up, and we're gonna move on. Yep. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Depending on how passionate you are about it, you can get really dirty. You can get really worn out. Yeah, so it's nice not to have to drive that coming back home. But I guess it's not too far. We've done that before where we've gotten up early, gone out, spent the day, driven back, maybe incorporate, like you say, a dinner or something in Rochester or Utica. There's a place we like to go to called Delmonico's. It's a chain steakhouse. But there's one in Utica that's pretty good. There's one in Rochester as well, but I think the one in Utica has a nicer atmosphere. Excuse me. It made me think of something else, but yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, I just pulled up the map again. Yeah, Syracuse, there's probably some different things to do in Syracuse. Now, there used to be an Air Force base in Rome, and I tried to get stationed there at one time, but no doing. And then Cooperstown, which I'd be interested in going to because of the Baseball Hall of Fame and museum there. That would be cool. So, yeah, that would be a full weekend trip, depending on when places are open.
Forgot about Cooperstown. Though I've never been, we always, point it out when we're cruising by. Yeah, you'd really enjoy that.
I know a few years ago, my son-in-law's firm that he works for had some sort of weekend out in Cooperstown. And my daughter brought me back a shirt from Cooperstown. So yeah, someday I would like to get out there to see the museum.
Another sort of fun excursion, if anyone's into trains, out of Utica, there's the Adirondack Scenic Railroad. It leaves out of the Utica train station, which is a nice train station in and of itself. And depending on the excursion you choose, it'll either take you up to Old Forge, I don't know if it goes up to Big Moose, Bendara. There's different packages. Some of them can get pretty lengthy depending on how long they stop when they're up there. If you've never done that, that's kind of cool, especially if you can get something scheduled in the fall time frame.
I've never done that. Never heard of it, so that's interesting. But yeah, the fall, I could definitely see, taking a ride up to the Adirondacks. That would be really cool.
Looking on the map, the Adirondack Scenic Railroad doesn't go very far because it's a slow-moving older train. Similar to, the Attica Arcade Railroad outfit over there. Not too different at all. And you're in the woods most of the time, and as you're cruising along, they do have like like a narrator sort of like telling you, you know, about these stops, these little towns gone by that are buried up in the woods up there. It's kind of neat. And of course, you're staring off the whole time, you know, trying to look for bear and moose, and we didn't see anything, but yeah, it was still pretty cool. I would do it again.
You know, yeah, there seems to be a lot of things to do that aren't that far away in our area. You just got to dig a little bit to find it.
Yeah, and some of these, like these here, which have a seasonal appeal, it's nice to get in those early and get tickets before they sell out. But I've got 6:45, so unfortunately I'm going to run. This is K2PCB. I'll talk to you when I talk to you, hopefully soon. K2PCB, 73.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ, 73 to you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And if I talk to you tomorrow, great. If not, we will talk to you again on Monday. Take care.